For example, the existing act of obedience that the believers do, okay, Allah willed it to pass and He loves them. The non-existing acts of obedience, He willed not for them to pass, yet He loves them. Existing acts of kufr and disbelief, He willed to pass, but He doesn't like them. Non-existing acts of disobedience, He willed not to pass, and He still dislikes them. He passes what He wills. It is not necessary that He likes what He creates or what is being carried out. Shaitan, the devil, is created, and Allah hates him and his followers. He hates and dislikes their deeds too. It's taking place because He willed so. He does not command His slaves to follow what He dislikes. No creature can escape this universal will of Allah.
Our human will and this. Well, it has to be expounded. It has to be. Yeah, I mean, where is وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, meaning that the will of the person, Allah had created in us a will and ability. We have a will and we have an ability. Okay, yeah, I'll give you the mic in just a second. We have a will and we have an ability. Both of them, our will and ability, are created by Allah. And therefore, they are there and they are real. But they cannot escape the universal will of Allah, which follows His foreknowledge and follows His wisdom. Okay, and that's why here Allah said, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. As for the guidance which we recited earlier, the surah, and verily when we cause man to taste of mercy from us, he rejoices. No, not this verse. And who Amar Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. This verse. Okay. This person has a will and has an ability. Alright. He will receive the aid of Allah and the guidance of Allah, and his will and ability will be motivated in the right direction to obey Allah and to submit to Him by Allah's help and guidance, because he is suitable to that. He's fitting to that guidance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. And what does that mean? He puts things in their proper place and proper perspective, and this is His justice.
Okay, Jazakallah khair. The hadith is, من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وأن ينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. Agreed upon hadith by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, he who loves that his sustenance provisions be expanded and his life term prolonged should join the tie of kinship. Should join the tie of kinship. So this person now, Allah had appointed a decree for him that he is going to live 100 years. Okay, 100 years. Why 100 years? Because Allah extended it to this 100 years, which is appointed. It's going to be 100 years period, but it is extended to this 100 years because he did not sever the tie of the kinship. He joined the tie of kinship. Okay, and therefore that is included in the pre-decree, that it is known to Allah that this person will do these things and his term will be accordingly 100 years. On the other hand, someone of the opposite, those who sever their ties in kinship, their lifespan is ordained by Allah to be, for example, 60 years or 50 years. Part of this is that because he severed his ties of kinship. You know, in the preserved Talbot, it is known to Allah that it's going to be 50 years, and that for in the foreknowledge of Allah, he is not going to join the tie of kinship. And that's why it is 50 years. So this is the explanation of this hadith, as the ulama, rahimahumullah, gave examples for it. And Abu Turab, please, you have the mic again. Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you. A more general question, Akhi, which leads me back to the origins, to the reasons of the creation. We know from the Quran that the angels, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that He's going to yaj'al fil ardi khalifa, they existed before humans, before Adam and his progeny. So the angels existed before us. This is for sure. Then, the question that always lives in my mind, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I hope I pose the question in the right form and manner, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal knows in the has written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet, that everyone who's going to be born, every creation, the life of the creation, the sustenance, everything. And, for example, myself, whether I'm going to be in hell or in paradise, whether I'm going to live to be 80 or 60, everything is known. Okay, and it's mentioned in the Quran that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Is this the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind or the sons of Adam? Only to worship them, or some of them to worship them the right way? Although so many others will not, will associate partners with them? Exalted be He. The only reason, is it the only reason, Akhi, or there's other reason? I'll give you the mic. Because the angels told him, why are you going to create, why are you going to ordain the creation of sons of Adam, and they will be bununa mufsiduna fil ard? Was it because he was wanted some more creations to worship him and to know him and to prostrate for him? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This verse, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا يَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created mankind and jinn except for the sole purpose of worshipping me. This defines the purpose of their existence, meaning of our duty on earth here is to worship Allah. This is what He had ordained and this is what He likes. Would this pass? Meaning, would this be obeyed? No. As you see, some will worship Him and some will not worship Him. And that's where I'm going to speak about the what is called al-irad al-kawniya wal-irad al-shara'iyya. And this is where the thing will be falling in perspective. Regarding the divine decree, there are two kinds, pertinent to His creation and command, and pertinent to His legislation. Meaning, He loves for the creation to worship Him. Okay? But, what? He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows that He will be disobeyed. And there are those who are not going to worship Him. He knows that. And in His creation, He already had divided them into two parts. Some will go to heaven, some will go to hell. In the first one, which we went over today, in the creation of Adam and the covenant that He took from the children of Adam, which we went over, right? In the second level of taqdeer, in the second level of pre-ordainment. But there is a more profound thing that we have to remember. In all of this matter of creation, Lala, you were here, the writing following the creation of Adam, the second taqdeer, yes, when some of them will go to heaven, some of them will go to hell, some go to paradise, some go to hell. Okay, in the creation itself, and in having all these contrasts, the believers, non-believers, the hypocrites, the wrong, the right, the good, the evil, all of Allah's names and attributes will be manifested. All of Allah's names and attributes will be manifested on earth. And that is the most magnificent of it all. And that's where you were going. You know, behind this question of yours, this is the thing. Manifested. Being known. And this we will come over it in details, inshallah, when we talk about the fourth level, and that is the level of creation. The level of creation. And this, inshallah, will be tomorrow. So tomorrow, inshallah, no, tonight I cannot, it's 12:30. Please explain free will. We know that if Allah tabaraka ta'ala decrees something, example, let's say for the person to do some type of haram, never mind. It's okay. If someone, well, he has the will, right? This person has the will. And Allah has given him the command, and Allah has given him the what is right and what is wrong and what's forbidden and what's acceptable. Okay,
if this person chooses to disobey Allah, okay, this his disobedience will not pass unless Allah wills it. Meaning, if he disobeyed Allah, it means that Allah willed for this to pass, although he dislikes it. Okay, we are talking about two wills here now, and that's where I stopped exactly. And it seems your questions started from the part I'm going I was stopping at. There are two kinds of wills: what is called universal and legislative. Universal will pass; there is no doubt about it. Allah willed shaitan to occur in the creation of devil. Allah willed for the evil to pass. Allah willed for disobedience to pass. But he dislikes shaitan from what angle? From the legislative will. He dislikes disobedience. He likes obedience. He dislikes disobedience. He likes good. He dislikes evil. You see? This is pertaining to his legislative will. But pertaining to his universal will, he made the disobedience pass, yet he hates it. He made the obedience pass, yet he loves it. You see the point? Okay, alhamdulillah. And this is exactly where I stopped. I stopped at the title which says the universal will vis-a-vis the legislative will. The universal will versus the legislative will. Under the universal will, everyone will die. The believer and non-believer. No one will escape this will. Okay, mainly you understood it, and I think inshallah, when you follow with us tomorrow inshallah, on the division of the divine decree into universal and legislative, then we're going to take it from there. Let me, before you leave, give you a brief summary about this matter of the will. Here it is, the summary of the will. The will, which is known as Mashi'ah of Allah, the will of Allah. Please listen, this is the summary, this is the take home message before we leave. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the prerequisite for bringing forth every existing thing. If Allah the Exalted does not will any matter, then his will entails the inevitable non-existence of that matter. His will covers everything from people, actions, moves, stillness, etc. Nothing in his kingdom takes a place without his leave, and nothing that he wills except that it will take place, although there may exist in his kingdom what he dislikes. He allowed such things to be carried out. If he wills to bring forth what he likes, he would do so. None can stop what Allah wants. His will is legislative and his will is universal. This will is always linked to his wisdom, and to his foreknowledge and to his justice. This is in summary the will. And we will give examples tomorrow on the legislative will and the universal will. But this is in summary the nutshell of the issue of the third rank in the belief in the pre-decree, and that is the Mashi'ah, the will of Allah. So we can stop here. It's 12:36 p.m. our time. So that tomorrow inshallah we'll finish the rank of Al-Qadr, and then we will have a special chapter. It's called the ranks of Al-Qadr together, meaning knowledge, writing, willing, and creation. We're going to look at them all together inshallah ta'ala tomorrow, and then we're going to come to the excuses of people who do sins and they say Allah preordained them on us, and how to refute that, how the refutation for those who blame the pre-decree. And then we'll go on the chapter, evil is not attributed to Allah. evil is not attributed to Allah. Evil is not attributed to Allah. Then we will have a case. Why is there good and evil? Why the hearts can't be one heart? This is some questions which some people all the time like to ask. And then the question, is man endowed with a free will? I'm giving these things so that tomorrow inshallah when we talk, people sometimes want to get hot on the questions. Okay, I'll start tomorrow at 9 p.m. Is that good for us? And what is it that Allah may want what he dislikes? Also question, why is it that Allah bestowed guidance on the believers and not the disbelievers? Why did he help the believer until he became a believer but did not help the disbeliever? And case, why does Allah punish the disobedient when he had preordained the disobedience? And other questions that are of importance to this, inshallah. So also take this question, which also people, some might say, what is the benefit of commandment of Allah when there is precedence of free decree? And also a question like, if all matters are pre-decreed, then how to explain the verse, quote, whatever of evil befalls you is from yourself. And then we'll talk about the sealing of the hearts and the covering of the sights. But I don't think tomorrow we'll finish all of that, really. I doubt it, but inshallah we'll try.